Good morning. Nah, it's a bad morning, isn't it? Huh? Good morning.
Good morning.
That's a little bit better. Have you ever heard about Noah's flood?
Yeah.
You have. Yeah. What is Noah's flood?
Floods around.
Floods around?
Yes.
Okay. What were you going to say?
It goes really high over the houses and it takes everything off the shore.
Yeah. The flood was so high, it was 20 feet above the highest mountain. So it covered all the houses and flooded everything, and there was nothing left that wasn't underwater. Killed everything, didn't it? You've heard of the Grand Canyon, right?
Yeah.
Heard of the Grand Canyon? I've got a picture of the Grand Canyon. And if you look at the Grand Canyon, you see little different lines of different colors? Those are all different, what we call sediment. You know what sediment is? Little particles of dirt and rock. And it all settles down, and you get layer upon layer upon layer. And there's all different colors of it. How in the world would that happen? Probably a flood, don't you think? Water takes all that stuff, and then it just slowly filters down. Well, the Bible tells us that Noah's flood was a global flood, and only 8 people survived, and everybody died. But the Bible also tells us something else, that in our day, people are going to say, nah, there was never a flood. The world was never flooded by Noah's flood. That's just a story that isn't true. Well, there's a lot of people that think that. But there's a lot of evidence that says it did happen and that all these little layers of rock happened very quickly. Those who say there was no flood, they say it happened over a very, 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 very long period of time. Millions and millions of years it took to do that. Well, I've got some sediment in here. And what happens when sediment settles is that the big chunks usually are near the top rather than the bottom, and they come out in layers. So what we have here is a funnel. Okay? You want to hold that? Okay. Then we're going to pour this in because it's going to act similar to what it would have happened in the flood. And you see kind of like the bigger chunks are separate from layers from the little ones, the real fine stuff. And that is, and then of course, if you get a lot of water and pressure, it cements it into rock. We got a cloud of dust here, don't we? Yeah. Hey, see, look real close. You see the little different lines of red and white?
Yes.
Yeah. How does that happen? Because the sediment, this is like sediment, what? The flood. So, ugh. Oh man, I'm a mess now. So it happens with water too. All the stuff gets stirred up and then it slowly trickles. And so then you end up having these different layers, and that happened real quick. And there's a thing called, you've heard of volcanoes, right?
Yeah.
Volcanoes, you go, bah, everything blows up, right? They're in Japan. Did you know there's one in Washington State? That's way over west corner. It's called Mount St. Helens. It blew up 40 years ago. Really blew up. And the result of Mount St. Helens is that they are finding layers just like this that happen very, very quickly. So what does that tell us? It talks about the flood. And it doesn't take millions and millions and millions and millions or even thousands of years for it to happen. It can happen very quickly. What does that tell us? That the Bible is true.
Yes.
That the Bible knows what it's talking about because God said it, right? Yeah. What? God wrote it. That's absolutely right. So that kind of shows us exactly what God was saying and what happened in our world and gives evidence that the world isn't that old. It's quite young because that's what God said and that's what God did. All right?
But that's not full up.
What's that?
That's not full.
No, I didn't bring enough to fill the whole jar. I thought, well, that's probably enough for you to see. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You may go sit down.